Gibberish.
Humbug.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Ribber.
Mumbo Jumbo.
Bunkum. Hello, and welcome to Spotlight on Innovation, where we look at a figure who changed or, in tonight's case, created an industry. I'm Aura Man. Tonight, we will be exploring the work of Sid Spelder, the world's first podcaster. We lost Sid last week at the tragically young age of 641, shortly after the death of his 37th wife. Though the name Sid Spelder may not be familiar to a lot of us, his legacy certainly is. Without him, such monumental podcasts as Today in Breakfast Photo History, Leopold the Filthy Rapscallion, and What to Think would never have existed. But Spelder was most known for his classic 1930s husband and wife comedy podcast, Fatty Dum Dum and the Old Bag. Let's take a listen.
You ugly old leather face hag, you hate it when I have a little fun.
A little fun? You and your idiot friends trash the joint and turn it into a pigsty.
Oh, ain't that bad.
With real pigs. I've had enough of your nonsense.
You was the worst mistake I ever made.
I can't believe I never got stuck with you.
Anymore.
My mother
Why
was right.
You
You're
so
terrible
crazy.
For me.
Why don't you ever leave me alone? Oh, baby, I love you.
Oh, Fatty.
But let's go back to the beginning. Sid Spelder was born in 1376, the son of a town crier and a stay-at-home plague victim. Growing up around broadcasting, Sid was interested in communicating with the public from an early age. His father, Giuseppe Loquacio, Sid changed his name in 1695, wrote of his son,
Sid the Rick is a good boy. He has a keen eye for the crying. Every day he asks, Father, may I ring the bell? Father, may I call out the names of the swine thieves getting hanged? Such gumption I never seen in child. Kids these days are too busy looking at frescoes to do an honest day's work, slathering goose dung on their mother's boils.
No one's exactly sure what country Spelder originated from, but he was a clever boy, and he imagined a method where a town crier would only have to say something once and leave it to the people to hear it in their own time. This was the birth of the idea of the podcast. But it wasn't a sudden success. Despite living during an explosion of new ideas and techniques, Spelder was almost 90 before he made his first podcast. It was hosted by a well-known court jester, the only person he could find with adequate experience rambling on the same subject for hours, while occasionally making a point. Here's a clip.
Hey folks, you're listening to the Italian Renaissance podcast. Today we'll be talking to Leonardo da Vinci about his new plans for some pretty wacky stuff, let me tell you. A fly-in machine and a falling much slower machine. I don't know, it's a little out there.
It was a disaster. Very few listened, and those who did hated every bit of it. But where some would give up, Cy Spelder dug down deeper. And eventually, he found the secret ingredient that makes podcasts entertaining. A sponsor.
Hey folks, you're listening to the Italian Renaissance podcast. Today we'll be discussing the artistic device of perspective that's all the rage in Italy now, as well as its invention a few decades ago by Brunelleschi and Masaccio. But first, a quick word from our patron, medicine. Medicine, it cures diseases. But did you know it might someday also prevent diseases? That's the theory, at least, being worked out by medicine right now. Use the coupon code Italian Renaissance, one word all spelled out, for 15% off your first order. Medicine, a Medici family product.
People went wild. Not only could they hear interviews with the geniuses and leaders of the age, they also found out about cool new stuff to buy. It was a time when everything was new and exciting. Artists, musicians, and writers were challenging the formats and principles laid down for centuries. Science was leaving the field of alchemy and religion and turning towards proving hypotheses with evidence. And across the Atlantic, the expansive new world of the Americas brought a swell of optimism to Europe. People imagined themselves in a new life where they were their own ruler, and Psy made sure to capitalize on that.
Hello, everyone. It's the New World Podcast. I really hope you enjoy this week's episode. I know the last few have not been terribly exciting, just me cataloging what fish we saw outside the ship, but hey, we just landed in the New World, and I'm about to meet one of the locals. This is very exciting. Excuse me, sir, can I speak with you? Oh, boy. Whew. Excuse me. I'm just so sleepy today.
Me too. I'm still ship-lagged from the trip.
Oh, did you come over the big water?
Yes, from Europe.
Oh, that's great. Say, what's Europe like?
Oh, it's wonderful. Very civilized. Except for the genocides, of course. And the perversion, and the insane racism. But the architecture is simply stunning.
Well, why did you leave it if it's so nice?
Oh, I had to, or else I'd be killed for my religion.
Huh, so it's a nice place, huh?
Oh, it's awesome. You'd love it.
But you like the freedom and self-enterprise that this land affords you?
Exactly. Say, are you a Catholic or a Protestant?
What's that?
Aw, nuts. Oh well, it was nice meeting you.
The New World brought colonists from all over Europe. Spelder realized that in order to reach the largest possible audience, he'd have to branch out in content.
Pip, pip, cheerio, and welcome to His Majesty's Subject. I'm Union Jack. Today, I'd like to talk about the vile French.
Bonsoir and bienvenue à la Vivre de France cast. Je suis Henri. Today, I'd like to talk about the disgusting Spanish. Hola y bienvenue a la Hooray for España podcast. Me llamo Julio, and today I'd like to talk about those nasty Coronians.
Hi, I'm from Corland. We didn't colonize much. Not that big of a country. Well, country. More of a duchy, really. Well, yes, literally a duchy.
Oh, what's that? Oh.
It looks like our colony's been taken over. Oh, dear.
This variety of audiences and sponsors was a huge success for Spelder. But once the European colonization of the Americas settled into just a few powers, he had to find a new way to break the public down into factions. The American Revolution provided an ideal environment. Spelder used his network of podcasts to spread conflicting misinformation to the Federalists and the Tories, paving the way for the modern news media.
You're listening to the Federalist Podcasts. I am your reluctant leader, Publius. This week, I'd like to talk about the importance of judicial review. Under the new government, it would be vital to include a judicial system in which an apolitical set of judges, free from the worries of seeking re-election, could ensure that our federal and state laws conform to the limits and freedoms of the Constitution. Furthermore,
TJ is in the house!
Oh no! It's Thomas Jefferson!
Listen up, morons! I think we should have anarchy! Judges are stupid! Just like national unity and safety! Booyah!
Jefferson, you've got to stop crashing our podcast.
You shut your mouth, or I'll sleep with all your slaves! There is no God! Oh, yeah!
You get out of here, Thomas Jefferson. You're a danger to the country.
I'd hate for you to ever be elected to office. Isn't that right, patriotic listeners? Write in today to order your Boy, I Hope That Raping Atheist Thomas Jefferson Is Never Elected to Office t-shirt. Next up, we'll be talking about debt. And how wonderfully desirous it is for the nation. Sorry. Oh, I apologize. The wondrous miracle of national debt, right after this message from our newest sponsor, Franklin's Lightning Rods. Order your lightning rod from founding father and celebrity sex machine, Benjamin Franklin, and protect your house from lightning strikes. We promise it's not a defiance of God's will. Please stop taking them off of other people's houses. Age of reason, my sweet.
Fostering political division worked out well for Cy for most of the 1800s. But after the bloody Civil War, the idea of finding reasons to hate and kill each other became somehow less appealing. So Spelder took his podcasts in a different direction for the new lighthearted times and focused on racial stereotypes. His groundbreaking comedy mocking black people, Italians, the Irish, the Chinese, Jews, Germans, and of course women, heavily influenced minstrel shows in vaudeville for decades and carried over into radio until the 1950s. Here's the only clip from these shows that's available that's suitable for broadcast.
And let me tell you about the...
Besides his exciting new ventures in racism, Spelder's programs also return to his interviewing roots, hosting conversations with the great thinkers of the day.
Next on the Electric Age podcast, we've got anti-technologist Roy Granger. Good evening, Mr. Granger.
Hello.
I'm sorry, could you speak a little closer to the microphone?
The what? What?
As if this weren't enough of a legacy, Spelder also played a key role in the origination and popularization of improv, now the number three hobby of white men, behind drinking and kickball leagues. It happened during an episode of one of Spelder's most popular podcasts at the time, the Carcinoco Cigarettes Comedy Hour, when the script caught fire due to the hundreds of burning cigarettes in the studio. With no script and 20 minutes to fill, the cast had to make up the jokes as they went along.
Oh no! I can't believe you just walked in! Abe Lincoln?
67 years ago, I fell on my bottom!
Ha! That's what she said!
That's what she said! Yeah, she said it, cause that's what she said!
It's still regarded as the greatest improv session of all time. But even more than giving allegedly funny white guys the gift of improv, Spelder's podcast that had the biggest impact on the medium was without doubt the 2001 episode of Tech 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 Tech, in which he interviewed programmer Dave Weiner. Weiner's eyes reportedly glossed over, and he began speaking in binary. As he spoke, a nearby computer that was running an RSS feed spontaneously updated its software with audio capability and began recording their conversation. The podcast was born. For the first time, Spelder's life work, the podcast, could be heard instead of... Well, anyway. Spelder saw the potential in podcasting's new audio function and immediately seized upon it. Let's take a listen.
Hi, I'm Ted, and this is the Spelling Bee Podcast. Okay, listeners, are you ready? Your first word is harangue. Harangue. That is incorrect.
It was a complete failure. But Spelder liked the idea of it being interactive.
Okay, let's try it one more time. All right, listeners, have you thought of your charade? Good! Let's begin! Movie? Book? I don't know. Three words? First word. The? I'm just gonna assume that it's the. Second word. Is it... return? Revenge? Big? Last? Come on!
Yeah. Spelter spent his last years basking in pride. He saw his podcast invention finally take root and expand into hundreds of different formats, styles, and publishing models. Of course, he didn't get any money or recognition for any of this, so he died penniless and bitter after choking to death on his favorite meal from his 14th century childhood, a live squirrel. The end.